I'm Scott Catoon. We're back in the Showcase studio with Hunt Club founder Nick Kromitis and Allie Smith. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
So this is great. You were talking before the show that this is your first time in this studio. You've been walking by many times where all these people are wandering past us. So welcome.
Lifelong Chicagoan. We've walked by it a million times. I've never been in here. I'm psyched.
This is awesome. I feel like sometimes like the way that the show started, maybe I've never been in here either.
There you go. Well, we're both first timers.
We are.
Well, and I've seen Allie. Welcome again. This is what three out of five that are four out of more than that.
Are you sick Tuesday, of me yet?
No, who gets sick of you? You're amazing. It's no, there's
well,
no way.
You.
So we're going to talk about a few things. One, obviously Hunt Club, what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a really cool opportunity for our listeners because there's a major shift going on. And we talked about this before. There's a major shift going on with recruiting and hiring. And whether it's companies like Hired that kind of changed the way that people were being hired from the tech side of things to LinkedIn. And I don't even want to get into what like LinkedIn is and becoming and what it's going to become. I know I'm excited about Microsoft and everything and like it, their the acquisition and how they can do something. But overall, LinkedIn is a little bit messy. So you guys have come up with a very streamlined model. But before we talk about what Hunt Club is, I want to know a little bit about what you thought or what you saw in the recruiting, hiring, industry, both of you coming from it, or at least Allie coming directly from recruiting, that you thought could be fixed and done better.
Yeah, so it was interesting. So I'd started a totally different business. It was called New Coast Ventures. It's still around today, but it's essentially the reason why we started Hunt Club was that I had been referring people left and right directly to recruiters for jobs. So a recruiter would hit me up and say, you know, Nick, do you know Scott? How do you know Scott? Do you think he'd be open to talking to me about a position? And I'd say, sure. You know, Scott, meet recruiter, recruiter meet Scott, introductions made. Scott takes that meeting because it's coming from somebody he maybe knows, and now the recruiter has a warm introduction. And so, like, it happened about 10 to 12 times over the course of a year. And, you know, basically, I felt like I was paying somebody's mortgage by the end of it, making these introductions. And one out of every 10 times, 12 times, maybe I'd get a bottle of wine and a thank you. And no one does it for money, but it never really sat right to me.
Everyone does it for money.
Recruiters do it for money.
Yeah. Recruiters do it for money. But here's the thing. This is a great way to segue into what Hunt Club is because recruiters, everyone does it for money at the end of the day. Because if I make an introduction to you, I'm not going to introduce you to somebody who I know as a valued contact unless I think that it's going to create value for me and that person's going to want to return the favor, whether it's you returning the favor or the person be like, you know what, when it comes to finding a trusted source, I go to Scott. Like that I'm looking for a return. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not self-serving.
And that's the traditional recruiter playbook. They have a Rolodex of people that they always go back to and they source for roles. And that process is so manual and archaic. It was around since the industry was born in the late 70s. So,
yeah, and that's, I think, the cool thing about what we're doing, applying technology and network effects over kind of the traditional recruiting model with white glove service to help people get the best roles. So what we're doing that's really different is we've got this network of over 1.5 million potential referrals. So over 3,000 potential influencers. We call our referrers influencers who are connected to over 1.5 million people that refer for your open position. So if you think about the inefficiency of a recruiter calling saying, hey, are you interested? Who do you know? Hey, are you interested? Who do you know? We basically streamline and crowdsource that.
So I guess one of the questions I think that at least I would have, and I'm sure that the audience here would have, is the influencer thing. Everyone hears about it now. I mean, it's a big deal, whether it's on Twitter, you've got the Kim Kardashians of the world. And sometimes the influencer's whole job and whole interest is just attention. Mm-hmm. And so they're just like racking all social media to get as many followers as they possibly can. And they have no idea who they are. And if I'm a person, for me, I would say I've got like 3,000, you know, connections on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know most all of them actually, but a good portion of people, I have no idea who they are. And so if I dump all of my LinkedIn connections into you, how does it sort out to where I can be very sure that before you use my network that I can vouch for them? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's essentially if we find somebody in your network using our algorithm that looks great for a role, you get something in your inbox that says essentially, do you want to refer them? And so the cool thing before that happens is we're actually building technology out that allows us to understand the strength of that connection. So we can actually see maybe these 17 people wouldn't be a great fit because he doesn't really know them. And then these two people actually are. Let's go through that. And then the other part of the recruiting model that we do is we actually assess every single referral that comes through. So we don't just let people blindly refer one another. We make sure that we put a front gate up to make sure that they're actually great for a job too.
Very cool.
And we would never reach out to anyone on anyone's behalf. There's confidentiality to us. We know that people have curated these networks over their lifetime. So there's no way that we would reach out to anyone without your consent.
The Hunt Club promise.
promise.
The Hunt Club promise. Let's talk about other promises. I mean, the reason that Hunt Club is so cool is that I can make money on this at the end of the day. So talk to me, walk me through sort of the financial model here a little bit where at least you don't have to, no secret sauce, no syrup in it necessarily. but you know, tell us a little bit how I as an influencer can make money and how this saves money for the company that's recruiting talent.
Yeah.
So you as an influencer, essentially, when you refer somebody and they get an interview, you can make anywhere from $100 to $300 just for them getting an interview.
So they don't even have to get the job.
Right.
Not even get the job. And so it makes it super sticky for our influencer base. Over 90, I think our engagement rate's like 92% mm-hmm. where people actually, when they get our notification in their inbox, they take action on it.
See, that's the thing. That's the problem. It's the first kind of all of these combined mm-hmm. factors that exist, really, to my knowledge. It's not the first marketplace that we try to connect the influencers and people.
Marketplaces are blowing up.
Yeah, they're blowing up. But the problem is, and there's a whole bunch of them in all kinds of different areas, whether it's, you know, sales, leads, pipelines, things like that. The problem that I'm seeing in them is that as an influencer, it's not going to turn this into my full-time job. Like, I'm not going to run around and chase people down and just hope that you're a heck of a salesperson or you do a hell of a job with interviewing. Like, that's not enough for me. I need to know that I'm going to get compensated regardless.
Yep.
And that's the part that I think you were doing so right here, is that I can make $100 to $300 for the time it took me to make the intro, so I'm mm-hmm. not being taken advantage of. And then if they do get a job, what happens next?
Yeah, so you can make actually anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 for that placement. And so we've got a couple influencers. I almost feel like we are a second job for them because they're so well connected. They constantly refer people, and when someone reaches out, they listen. So,
and so we parcel out the success fee. So a retainer, a traditional search firm, a retained firm, has a retainer usually of 33% that does not get shared with the successful candidate. It's in the pocket of the firm. So we think that if you're giving a qualified referral, you deserve to have a portion of that success fee.
Well, I think you do deserve that. I mean, obviously, I think everyone should. We are in a referral world now. Everyone is connected. And that's one of the reasons I think media is getting blown up too, because we're in sports. Mm-hmm. Amy was on here before this show talking about ESPN and cord cutting. One of the reasons that things have gotten so crazy is that I'm connected to that person who could well be connected to Jonathan Taves.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make a comment and say something and connect to these people. And in the work world, I'm only a few connections away from, you know, Bill Gates. Like it's not that far. Yeah. I can reach him. So there's going to be a financial model that's souped around this whole thing at some point anyway. And you guys are just the ones who are doing it. So I think for those who feel a little uncomfortable about it, I guess my only thing I can tell you is get used to it. Cause this is, in my opinion, you guys are the future of hiring. I really do believe that.
Well, and you want to see your network succeed and grow and get great jobs. I don't think changing careers and jobs should be that hard.
No. And I think the other, if you talk about the business reason, like we can make a more efficient model leveraging crowdsource referrals and technology. But the truth of the matter is today's market, we talked about LinkedIn, good people, the right opportunities is getting missed on like cold messaging, spam, mm-hmm. in-mails, all these things that's impersonal where no one's really understanding.
I respond to everybody. Yeah. I just respond to everybody.
You're great. You're great like that.
I was going to, come on. Who has time for that?
No.
Do you have time for that, Scott?
No, I don't, but I still do. I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy.
He's a nice guy. That's why we're here. You listen to us. We reached out and you put him out.
No, but you make a great point. And here's the other thing. And Allie, you kind of touched on this or set it up, is we are entering again into the gig economy,
mm-hmm.
where the average person is not going to work for 35 years at one company. They're going to work at 35 companies for 35 years, more likely. And so when we connect the dots, when we use Hunt Club, we connect the dots, it makes it even better. Because I can truthfully say, like, I probably worked with you
mm-hmm.
at one point. 5 years ago, I worked with you at this company. And so I can absolutely refer her. I worked with her.
Totally.
And the whole thing becomes communicated where it's like, instead of me going out of my way and just helping you out and hopefully, you know, around the corner sometime you set me up and I get paid back. I can get paid back now. I got paid back because I just got paid literally for making the introduction. Brilliant.
Right. Absolutely. No, I think, and that's the model and it's what we're excited about building.
Very cool. Well, we only have a minute and a half here left, but I just want to kind of touch on one thing. As a founder of a company, what are some of the things that Chicago has brought to you? Why Chicago? Why do you see this being sort of the, I know you're in other markets, but why is Chicago so important to you to get Hunt Club off the ground?
You know, I think the next renaissance of entrepreneurship is really going to take place in the Midwest. You think about what opportunities are ripe for disruption. It's taking technology and applying it to industries and places it's never touched before. So we're big believers in the Midwest being the next place for that renaissance of entrepreneurship for a number of different reasons. So I think it's really important that we build this the right way in our backyard.
Oh, I completely agree. And Allie, I mean, you've been in recruiting for quite a while, and I have to ask you, is what, I don't know, are you employee number one? What's the...
No. Nick built out a fantastic team, and I'm lucky to join it.
But you're still in the top 10, though.
Oh, she's top 10 for sure.
I mean, you're going to be top 10 anyway.
We have power rankings all the time. She's like 3 or 4. No, I'm kidding.
What was the attraction? So, because you worked for traditional recruiting. What was the attraction to pull you into something that's, you know, really very different model than what you're used to?
Absolutely. I was frustrated. I was frustrated with the lack of transparency between the client and the candidate. Just the manual process of the first 4 to 6 weeks of a search. Hunt Club circumvents. So our average age of completion is hovering around 32 right now. Industry standards, 140. So we have the time and the dedicated resources that we can plug back to the client and be a true advisor as they're thinking through and building out their human capital functions and putting the right people in the right places, because we're not inundated with all of the manual research. So that's what attracted me. When I met Nick, I knew he was onto something huge. The influencer network, obviously us as this younger generation coming up, we're thinking about changing jobs differently. We're thinking about careers differently. And we're thinking about our curated networks differently. So it checked every box for me.
I would say so. This is awesome. Thank you guys so much. Where do people go to learn more about Hunt Club?
Yeah, they can check out www.huntclub.co.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks, Scott.
Of course. Appreciate having us.